5 Ideas That Can Help You Become Authentically Successful, an article of the Daimler blog, written by Insa Klessing. Being successful in your job without having to conceal your true self. It sounds simple and worth pursuing, but in the course of your daily work, it's not always so easy. My own career has already taken me through a wide variety of jobs at employers ranging from a development aid organisation to an international industrial group and a startup. In a talk I gave at Daimler as part of a mentoring programme, I recently explained the basic principles I've developed for myself as a result of these experiences. On this blog post, I'd like to share 5 of these ideas with you as food for thought. My career path has involved a number of swerves in recent years. Even a simple comparison of the last 2 offices I worked in shows how different my employers have been. There's a world of difference between the office I work in today, in a co-working space in Berlin, Kreuzberg, and my workroom when I was a general manager of Kentucky Fried Chicken Germany. My office in Düsseldorf was a big, impressive room that I had all to myself. It was extremely spacious. Last year, I joined up with my brother Klaus and my friend Anke Kaup, a psychologist, to found a digital coaching startup called The Next We in Berlin. Our office is colourful, noisy, filled with people, and incredibly inspiring. It's the very opposite of the vast office of a top executive. And it's the crudest contrast you could possibly imagine to my very first work environment, which was a development aid organisation in India. During my 5 years at KFC, we managed to open almost as many restaurants as we had in the previous 40-plus years. After a successful phase of work at a big company, I started all over again, from practically zero, as the founder of a startup. All the same, that was really the best decision I ever made. Of course, in the beginning I had to do without many of the conveniences I had grown used to, but today I can at last say with conviction that I have fully become my truest self as an entrepreneur. I'd like to share with you the following 5 points in order to show how you can find your own pathway to being authentically successful. 1. Don't hide your true self. It doesn't make any sense at all to present a completely fake version of yourself in order to fit into a certain role or a certain position. If we do that, we risk forgetting the qualities that make us special. We lose our joy in life and thus also our positive energy. This approach may bring us a moderate amount of success, but it won't make us outstandingly successful. Let's just be ourselves. Either we'll fit in or we won't. During the time I was working at a corporate consulting firm in London, I quickly realised that I don't want to adapt to the norms that people set for me. Nonetheless, the time I spent there was not wasted. I learned a number of practical skills there that I still use every day. For example, as a consultant, you always have to very quickly learn the ropes in areas that are completely new to you. This agility and ability to act fast is a big advantage when you're working in a startup. What this shows me is that every experience is valuable in its own way. You just have to draw the right conclusions from it. 2. Listen to yourself, not to others. Nobody can make decisions for you as well as you yourself. I've often experienced that in my own life. For example, when I switched from the corporate consulting firm to the hip smoothie brand Innocent. Many of my consultant colleagues advised me against taking this risky step into the unknown. They warned me that it would endanger my career and advised me to wait until I received my next promotion. But I had luckily gotten to know the founder of Innocent, who I would report to in the future. I was captivated by his vision and his zest for action. If I hadn't ignored my colleagues' well-meaning advice and heeded my own gut feeling instead, I wouldn't be an entrepreneur today, and I certainly wouldn't have given my talk at Daimler. 3. Find out who you are. In order to find out what you really want, you first have to find out who you are. The question is, who am I? Is one of the most important guidelines for people who are seeking their individual path. To answer this question, it's worthwhile to look back at your past history. When you're a child, you're initially self-absorbed, and you do what you want to do, without any compromises, no matter how others feel about it. Then you grow up and are shaped by various institutions and people, supposedly into the person your later life will require you to be. In the course of this process, we lose some of our rough edges. The price we pay for that is extremely high. we stop focusing on the things that make us unique, we develop into solid, well-functioning, average individuals instead of focusing completely on our own uniqueness. So a look back at your own childhood is a good starting point for finding out what makes you special. My parents like to retell an anecdote from my childhood about how I got together with my brother and some other kids on the beach and sold shells to the grown-ups. For outside observers, this must have been the moment when it became obvious that I would one day be a zealous entrepreneur. As for me, I needed to travel along all kinds of circuitous routes for more than 10 years before I realised that myself. 4. Change your mindset. As we move along our own path, we must have the courage to do what we intuitively feel is right. We have to ask ourselves what decision we would make if we had no fears about the consequences. Only too often, a self-limiting conviction keeps us from turning our ideas into actions. We have to replace these barriers with a new mindset and a more functional conviction. At The Next We, that's exactly what we do every day. We are the sparring partners to help people think and act in new ways. People often need a coach who can show them new emphasis from an outsider's perspective, because it's incredibly difficult to pull yourself out of the water by your own hair. But even without a coach, if I'm not satisfied with an outcome, I can always ask what I was thinking and what had limited me in this particular situation. 5. Treat yourself to downtimes. If you want to walk along your own path with strength and determination, it's absolutely necessary to maintain a well-functioning life balance. This overarching principle is: start with the most important thing. What really counts and keeps us grounded is our friends and family. To make time for them, we need to delegate other things and get some assistance instead of trying to do everything ourselves. Having a successful career isn't a walk in the park. That's why it's very important to take enough time out so that you can recharge your batteries. I devote some time every week to my passion, singing in the Berlinger Domkantori Choir. I can't wait for this coming weekend when we'll be singing Bach's Christmas Oratorio, our emotional and musical highlight of the year. I know that Bach isn't everyone's cup of tea. You might prefer rock or pop music, and it's exactly the same thing when you're finding your own pathway to professional success. Some people want solid structures within which they can grow, but others need room to breathe and create freedom so that they can be inspired to deliver their peak performance. Pay attention to yourself and find out who you are and what you want. No matter what it is, only if you stay authentic will you be successful over the long term. I hope that with my 5 ideas, I've given you a bit of orientation for your journey. The author. Insa Klassing is the founder and CEO of The Next We in Berlin. The Next We supports cultural change and transformation projects by means of scalable business coaching. Klassing founded this startup in 2017 together with Anke Kaup, CPO, and Dr. Klaus Klassing, CTO. In the same year, she was named a young global leader at the World Economic Forum in Davos. Before that, she had been the general manager of KFC in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and Denmark for 5 years. Insa Klassing is a member of various supervisory boards and administrative positions in Germany and abroad.